Last week, the family of George Floyd filed a civil lawsuit against the city of Minneapolis and the police officers accused of his murder. Civil lawsuits are a way for victims of alleged police wrongdoing to hold law enforcement accountable and receive compensation. Rather than going to a judge or jury, many of these lawsuits are settled out of court before trial. In New Hampshire, payments made to settle lawsuits involving the police are public record, but there's no statewide database. So how prevalent is alleged police misconduct in New Hampshire? As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, it takes a lot to answer that question.
When someone sues the police for alleged wrongdoing and the case gets settled, there's a record created. That document, usually just a few pages long, it spells out how much money the city is paying to settle the case. Under the state's right to know law, these documents are public. But that doesn't mean every time a case settles, it gets announced to the public, say through a press release. The settlement documents usually just go into a folder, in a drawer, somewhere in the town hall.
Certainly the settlement agreements, you know, are available in the clerk's office, but what good does that do if no one knows that the settlement agreement ever exists?
This is Gilles Bissonnette, legal director for the ACLU of New Hampshire, which has advocated for more transparency in policing. In June, following the death of George Floyd and the national focus on law enforcement, NHPR filed public records requests with every municipality in the state, all 230 or so towns and cities. We heard back from nearly all of them. What we got was 87 settlements paid out in the past 10 years, all of them related to allegations of civil rights violations by local and state police. The allegations contained in these records cover all kinds of alleged wrongdoing in every corner of the state, from wrongful death to racial profiling, sexual harassment to excessive use of force. In total, plaintiffs received more than $4.3 million. NHPR's review of these records is believed to be the first attempt at cataloging these settlements. No state agency, not the Department of Justice or the Department of Safety, currently does so. Look through them closely, and you'll find that nearly half of these settlements contain non-disclosure clauses, a gag order. People are prohibited from talking about their own case. That's on top of the fact that most town governments don't appear to announce the settlements publicly. Again, the ACLU's Gilles Bissonnette.
Those two things, I think, really, at the end of the day, can create serious concerns for transparency, where the public may not ever get a full picture as to what transpired with respect to an incident, a police officer, and a police department.
While the settlement documents don't contain information about the incident in question, you can start to piece together what happened once you have the settlements themselves, because they often reference a case number. And some of these settlements are from pretty high-profile events. Manchester, for instance, paid $200,000 to a man who claimed he was beaten by four off-duty police officers outside a bar. There have been payouts following police shootings, including a woman killed by a state trooper following a car chase. Her family received $750,000. Other settlements stem from events that have never been in the public eye, including a claim of excessive force by Farmington police in 2014, which was investigated by the Attorney General. But the settlement and the AG's investigative report were never made public. To be clear, a settlement is not an admission of guilt. Towns and their insurers may decide it's cheaper to simply settle the case rather than go through a lengthy legal process. The town of Durham has settled cases stemming from three different incidents over the past decade. Police Chief Dave Kurz, who retired last week after 24 years on the force, says he believes his officers acted appropriately in two of those three encounters.
You know, we have to be the consummate professionals, and there will be disagreements as to how that's done, and, you know, the court system's there for doing it.
In one of the settlements, Durham agreed to pay $40,000 to a man who allegedly resisted arrest and was struck with a taser. Chief Kurz defends his officer's handling of that incident. Still, he uses video of the arrest as a training tool.
You know, there's a critique, and then from that we come up with things that we could have done to enhance what the officers did do and to, you know, hopefully make sure that they're safe. The people that we're arresting and who are resisting are also safe.
But learning from past interactions may be the exception, not the rule. Joanna Schwartz is a professor at the UCLA School of Law, where she focuses on police reform. She says in lots of cities nationwide, settlements are often signed and filed away with no accountability.
City attorney will defend the case and the money will be paid out of central funds, and the police department does very little to analyze the information from that lawsuit and try to learn how to do better.
One thing that's hard to learn from these settlements is how often they revolve around allegations of racial discrimination. At least a few do appear to center on claims of racism. In one case out of Salem, police allegedly tackled a young black man outside of a party and then referred to him as Jimi Hendrix. In Northwood, police arrested and detained a legal U.S. resident, allegedly because officers thought he looked, quote, Hispanic. Julian Jefferson is a public defender, and he also serves on the state commission that was formed in the wake of the George Floyd killing. It's looking into police training, systemic racism, and allegations of misconduct.
I think there is a body of evidence out there that the state of New Hampshire needs to be concerned about these issues, and we need to come up with policies to help mitigate against something as tragic as a George Floyd murder happening in New Hampshire.
Jefferson says he supports creating an independent body, a public oversight board in effect, that could investigate incidents and bring greater accountability to policing in New Hampshire. Under the current system, many of these cases still live in the dark, filed away in a desk drawer. Todd Bookman, NHPR News.